Hello and welcome to this week's podcast on religious education from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto in California.
I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education here.
And I'm Joe Chi, a member of the Religious Education Committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College. Today we're going to talk about the four big goals of our religious education program for children. Our goals are similar to the big goals of many Unitarian Universalist congregations throughout North America. We want children to have fun and feel they are part of a religious community. We want children to gain the basic religious literacy expected in our society. We want children to learn the skills associated with liberal religion, skills such as public speaking, singing, basic leadership, interpersonal skills, and so on. And we want to prepare children to become Unitarian Universalist adults should they choose to become UUs when they're old enough to make their own decisions. Dan, I'd like to start off with this last goal. Why should Sunday school teachers and parents be concerned with this goal at all?
Well, Joe, I think the reason we should all be concerned with this goal is that very few children who are raised as Unitarian Universalist kids actually grow up to be Unitarian Universalist adults. Our retention rate is unbelievably low. So my friend, Reverend Christana Willie McKnight, she's a Unitarian Universalist chaplain in Rhode Island, has done some research into how many Unitarian Universalist kids grow up to become Unitarian Universalist adults. And while there have been no longitudinal studies done on this subject, cross-sectional studies conducted over the past four decades find that we retain only about 10% to 16% of our children. Or to put it another way, we lose up to 84% to as much as 90% of our kids when they grow up. So Christana looked into how many kids the United Church of Christ, or UCC, retains. Now, the UCC is a very liberal Christian denomination that looks a lot like Unitarian Universalism from a sociological perspective. In fact, my UCC cousins says that UCC stands for Unitarians Considering Christ. But anyway, this nearest religious relative of ours retains about 48% of their kids. That's 48%. They hold on to four times as many kids as we do. So these are disappointing statistics for those of us who are doing religious education. We put all this work into our kids, and instead of sticking around, we let them drift away.
So what could we do to hang on to more of our UU kids?
Well, Christana's done a lot of research on exactly this question. She wrote a paper, The Problems of Retention in Unitarian Universalism, and she identifies four key reasons for our low retention rates. Two of these reasons should change the way we do Sunday school. First, there's often a big difference between Sunday school programs and the adult church. Christana refers to a 2005 Commission on Appraisal report, which says, the way Unitarian Universalists raise our children seems to prepare them for something completely different than what Unitarian Universalism actually offers. So that's one thing. The second thing is there's often a lack of religious identity in our Sunday school program. Christana quotes from that same 2005 Commission on Appraisal report, and she says that they say, we have a common desire not to indoctrinate our children, to leave them free to determine their own truth. This is a noble aspiration, but have we taken it too far? Perhaps children don't get anything to hold on to now, and they ultimately find themselves adrift in a confusing and frightening world.
So what could we do differently?
Well, in our church here in Palo Alto, we're already doing some things along these lines. For example, we like to have children attend the first 15 minutes of every worship service, and that's a great opportunity for our kids to experience what it's like to be part of the adult community. Children get to sing some Unitarian Universalist hymns, they get to see the flaming chalice being lit, they might hear a reading or a story, and our parish minister and our worship associates are very aware that the kids will be in the worship service with us. And sometimes they explain what they're doing so the kids can learn and understand.
And by the same token, I guess in Sunday school, we could do some explaining in class.
That's exactly right. If something comes up in the worship service that the teachers think might be interesting to the kids, they could take a few minutes at the beginning of the class to actually talk with the children about what happened in the worship service.
What else could we do in our Sunday schools to help retain more of our children?
Well, going back to Christana's report, she points out that we need to be explicit about our religious identity. One of the things we already do in our Sunday school is to cement our religious identity by lighting a flaming chalice each week. And that's an important symbol of Unitarian Universalism, of course. And often we say some words in our Sunday school that go like this. We light this chalice to celebrate Unitarian Universalism, the Church of the Open Minds, Helping Hands, and Loving Hearts. So this way, by saying this every week, our kids know who we are and what we stand for. And I'm also a big believer in having children attend intergenerational worship services several times a year. We want kids to experience what we do in worship, including we want them to hear the occasional sermon. And what's really great is when Sunday school teachers make a point of attending these intergenerational worship services and make a point of greeting the children in their class, because Sunday schools are role models. And when the kids see us at worship, that makes a big difference to the children. And I also like it when the Sunday school teachers talk to the children in their classes about the other things they're doing in church, especially when they're talking with older kids. So I teach Sunday school regularly, and I make a point of mentioning offhand the other things I do at church, things like I went to the choir concert, it was great, I went to the church auction, I helped out with feeding the homeless people who stay in our church in September, or whatever it may have been. And again, we Sunday school teachers are role models. We have a lot of power to set expectations for kids of what it means to be a part of a religious community. And you know, something else we should consider is that some of our children may have a deeper intuitive knowledge of what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist than do some of us adults. So I made this point in an essay, which I wrote a few years ago, that appeared in the book Essex Conversations, published by the UUA. I pointed out that our older children probably know more than do some of the adult newcomers who come to our church. You're laughing, Joe, but it's true, isn't it?
Yes.
And we have to be aware that kids who have grown up as Unitarian Universalists may have different educational needs than the adults who may be teaching them who have come from other religious traditions.
So you've been saying that we want our children to grow up to be Unitarian Universalist adults. What does it mean to be a UU adult?
Well, and that's the question we should be constantly asking ourselves. What does it mean to be a UU adult? Now, sometimes teachers will have their Sunday school classes memorize the seven principles, but that really strikes me as a short-sighted strategy. The seven principles, which are really a part of the Unitarian Universalist Association's bylaws, are required to go through a revision every decade or so. So when I was a Unitarian Universalist kid, we had six principles, and they sounded pretty different. So I'm glad I did not memorize them, because I would have had to unmemorize them when I became an adult. So when I say I want a child to grow up to be a Unitarian Universalist adult, I mean I want someone who's going to be a sensitive, moral, joyful person. I want them to have intellectual integrity and spiritual insight. And I think above all, I want them to realize that being part of a liberal religious community is one of the best ways to help them maintain their sensitivity, joyfulness, intellectual integrity, and so on.
One final thing. You know that I'm interested in tracking the progress we're making toward our educational goals. How are we measuring progress toward this particular educational goal?
Well, the best way to measure progress on this goal is to do a longitudinal study and, you know, wait 20 or 30 years and see if we hold on to half our kids as they grow up. And obviously, you know, we want to do some measurement before that. So in the meantime, we can do a couple of things. First, we try to track how many children we're holding on to. So what we can do is we can compare how many kids are in our database, our church database, with how many kids are actually registered for Sunday school. And so here in the Palo Alto Church, we actually do quite well retaining children up to about middle school. And after that, we see a real drop-off. We start losing kids. So that's causing us to review our program for adolescents to see where we're maybe falling short. And the teachers and youth advisors who work with our adolescents are now figuring out ways to hold on to more of our kids. Second, we can pay attention to whether or not our children are willing to identify themselves as Unitarian Universalists when they think no one is watching. So I often listen to feedback from parents on this particular issue. So a parent came up to me recently to tell me that their 7-year-old proclaimed to a playmate, well, I'm a Unitarian Universalist, right?
Yeah.
And it's just anecdotal evidence, but it's still, it's an important way for us to know when we're reaching this goal.
Dan, I'm going to review this goal one more time. We want to prepare our children to become Unitarian Universalist adults should they choose to become Unitarian Universalists when they're old enough to make their own decisions.
Right.
And to summarize, right now we only retain about 10 to 16% of our children when they grow up, whereas a reasonable goal might be for us to retain about half our children. You say we can work toward this goal by making sure our children know what adult church is like and by being explicit about our religious identity. You suggested that Sunday school teachers can serve as role models for children by attending intergenerational worship services when they can, and by talking to children about other things they do in church. You also gave us a good definition of what it means for us, for our children to grow up to be UU adults. Could you repeat that for me one more time, please?
Yeah, sure. We want our children to grow up to be sensitive, moral, and joyful adults, people with intellectual integrity and spiritual insight. And we want them to know that being a part of a Unitarian Universalist religious community will help them to continue to grow in these areas.
You know, I think I'd like to be one of those UU adults myself.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, I think it's a never-ending process, and that's why I have to keep going to church as an adult.
Dan, thank you for explaining this in our first of four podcasts on our educational goals. In our next podcast, I'll ask Dan to explain another one of our goals in more detail. What do you think it means to be a UU adult? What can we do to increase the number of children who choose to be UU adults? Send us your comments by email or post a comment to our blog at paletocrewordpress.com. Next week, we'll be discussing the goal of having children learn the skills associated with liberal religion. Until then, take care and be well.
I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto.
And I'm Joe Chi, a member of the church's CRE committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College. Thanks for listening.